Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
It is all of this!
I'm young, I'm handsome, I'm bad, I'm pretty, and can't possibly be beat.
Wednesdays with M, the queen.
What's up, world? It's your girl, M, the queen, also your Carolina Peach, joining you on another Emphatic Wednesday with M, the queen. I am she is I, and I am she. Another Emphatic Wednesday with me, your only one and only host. I'm just so happy to be back and do this every week by myself. You know, as I told y'all before, and a lot of people know, you know, that's been tuning in for a long time. It was me and the chairman, who is the CEO of Lawless Entertainment. You know, I was his co-host, sidekick, you can say, for lack of a better term. I was his sidekick for a little over a year, and then, you know, so they gave me this opportunity, and now I have my own show, and it's just me all by myself. So, yeah, it used to be Grit Grind Wednesday, but now it's Emphatic Wednesday, you heard? Well, anyway, for the next 2 hours, I'm going to play nothing but underground, unsigned artists, music. That's what we do here at Lawless. We support our local come-up. Also, I have a wonderful, wonderful and hot guest tonight. South Carolina, also the Palmetto State's own Palmetto Fresh, and the MFN, well, not building, but he's on your computer. That's what's up. Yes, that's what we're going to do for the next 2 hours. We're going to chat with him. And, y'all, he's hot. So I want y'all to check out his music, some of his music. He's doing big things. So definitely I had to have him on the show. It would have been a disservice. And, y'all, he's my first Carolina artist ever. And I'm from North Carolina, y'all. When I say Carolina Peach, I mean North Carolina, not South Carolina. I only represent one Carolina, and y'all ain't sending your stuff in to me. But then you complain and try to make it seem like I don't, you know, don't want to play your stuff, or I'm trying to get the big head, which my head is big, you know, but by size, not by, you know, not by actions and all that good stuff. But no, it ain't even like that. I keep telling y'all time after time, don't flood my inbox on Facebook. Just send me your edited music. It's simple as that. And we'll get into that at the end of the show. Also, I want to shout out my cousin, Rodney Rosenberg, and his wife. Y'all got to check this out. Okay, this is a funny story. I'm on the phone with my aunt on Sunday, chatting with her, chatting it up like we always do for at least 2 to 3 hours. No, less than that. And all of a sudden, I'm talking, y'all, and I'm just like, okay, maybe I'm talking to myself, but I didn't hear, you know, where the phone disconnected, or I didn't look down and see that we weren't connected. So I assumed that she was still on the phone. Well, she gets back on the phone and says, and everybody knows my nickname is Ladybug. I don't mind telling it. I mean, I've been Ladybug since I was a year old, so I'm cool with that. But anyway, I'm a fly and fine-ass Ladybug, just know that. But anyway, she was like, Ladybug, she's like, I'm just getting back to the phone. I'm like, well, I'm saying myself, I didn't even know you were gone. And she was like, Rodney, you know, which is her son, my first cousin, just had the baby. I'm like, what? So as I'm talking to my auntie, my cousin has a baby. His wife has the baby while I'm on the phone with her. So I said all that to say this. I want to shout out the new addition to our family, which is the Edwards Nelson family, Miss Brielle Lee Rosenborough, coming into the world all beautiful. And let me tell you, it's a joy to always, you know, bring life into the world. You know, I mean, it gets no better than that. Life is life, and seeing life happen, and, you know, even feeling like life cultivate inside of you as a woman, and then seeing, you know, other women, you know, with life cultivating inside of them, and then, you know, and then the final outcome is the delivery. You know, it's just a beautiful thing, I must say. It really is. But talking about and speaking about life, I want to tell you about my topic tonight, y'all. I mean, y'all check this out. And it's a reason why I kind of brought this topic. I'm going to raise this topic tonight because it was something I saw last night on YouTube that just kind of made me feel some type of way. And I was thinking about it all day, should I not? And there's some deeper things I actually want to talk about, but I can't because for the simple fact, you know, some people don't feel comfortable with talking about certain things when it comes to, you know, secret societies, secret worlds, politics, you know, things of that nature. And I get it because I don't like talking politics with most people anyway because, you know, people get heated, and definitely religion is off the you know, it's definitely not my thing, you know. So the topic tonight, y'all, is what artist do you think if gone too soon would have made an impact? Well, actually, you know what? I better reword that. Hang on a second here because I actually changed that up. I'm looking at my program because, y'all, let me tell you, I like my show to be, you know, right and exact. So I basically, you know, I write my show down. I script it out every single Wednesday, or maybe do it Tuesday night. So this is the actual question right here. Okay. The topic is, what artist gone too soon do you think had more to contribute to the music world had he or she had not been taken so soon? And I'm going to repeat that, y'all. Think long and hard, and some people don't even have to think long and hard. I know I don't. So the topic of the night and the question of the night, because I really want to know what you all think. What music artist gone too soon do you think had more to contribute to the music world had he or she not been taken so soon? Y'all know what to do. Call in 646-478-5209. Also, you can log in to www.lawlessradio.com and tell me what you think. I want to hear you. I want to know what you think. So while we're on the subject, I'm going to go ahead and tell you what I think and who I think. And I know a lot of people are probably going to call in and say this and log in or whatever, you know, blog, whatever, you know, going to say, you know, some of the same similar people. Now, Tupac, of course, would be at the top of my list, but that's a no-brainer. You know, Tupac is always going to contribute something to music, you know, now dead or alive. So that's a no-brainer, and, you know, Tupac is, like, my second favorite artist anyway. So I'm just going to push him to the side for now because, you know, it's like I said, it's a no-brainer. He's going to continue to produce music, you know, 6 feet under or wherever he is. So the artist that I say that would have contributed more to the music world, and not only the music world, but just entertainment as a whole, would have been Aaliyah. Yes, yes, yes. I said it. Aaliyah. I mean, this girl's life was cut short at 22 years old. 22. And, you know, this month, actually, the 25th of this month, for you all don't remember, this will be the 13th annual anniversary or the 13th year of her passing. I mean, like, that is crazy. Like, I can't believe it's been 13 years already. But, yeah, it's been that long. And the reason why I say Aaliyah, y'all, is because you think about it. Before Beyonce came along, before Ashanti and before all these other little chicks came along as solo artists, you know, it was Brandy and Monica before that. But then you had like a bunch of bubblegum, you know, white artists. But then you had a lot of groups come along too, like your 702s, your Cut Closes, and whoever else came along in that period of time. But I say Aaliyah because you think about it. At 19 or 20 years old, this girl did her first movie, which was Romeo Must Die. So we didn't even know that she had an acting side. We knew that, you know, this girl was very talented. We knew that she could dance. Oh, my God. I think the first time I saw Aaliyah truly dance was, and actually my favorite song is One in a Million. I love that video. Now, we saw her dancing that, and I saw her dancing Hot Like Fire, you know, the all-star cast video where she had Missy, Lil' Kim, Ginuwine, Mista, oh, my gosh, she had everybody. Lil' C's. I mean, some of everybody was in that video. But I'm talking about, like, really, really show a different side of her is Try Again. If the first shoe don't conceive, pick yourself up and try again. Yeah, that was a song. That was a song in 99, and I just saw a whole other side of her. And even actually before that, I take that back, the one song that was produced by Timbaland, I Really Need Somebody, you saw a whole other dancing side of her. But then when she, you know, did the song, the video with Jet Li in it, you know, because it was the Romeo Must Die soundtrack, good Lord, I tell you, that just changed. She changed the game. She changed the game. I mean, like, I've never seen an artist, no more than Michael Jackson, you know, doing a moonwalk and, you know, Billie Jean, you know, video where he's actually dancing on, like, you know, like squares and they're lighting up. But this girl is on a wall. This girl is sideways on a wall and just, like, you know, taking steps. And it's like, man. And then the attire, you know, the cute little body, you know, the makeup, just everything just popped in the video. And so, you know, just... It gets no better than that, and I miss her so much. I really, really do. And I was looking at some things on YouTube last night, and you know, some things I really don't want to talk about right now that just brought me back to that place where, you know, I really fell in love with Aaliyah, which really was before that. But I mean, when I really saw this girl, she's uber talented. I mean, just. She can sing. She was gorgeous. You know, her dancing ability, you know, is just off the chain. And after that, it was almost like these girls had to step their game up. Any chick coming into the industry had to step their game up because you had to know how to dance like Aaliyah or even, you know, or do better, you know, dance better. And then, you know, your Mayas came along and, you know, and Maya's a great dancer, a great performer. I love Maya, but... You know, Aaliyah was special. She was different. You know, not only that, but she had a wonderful spirit. She was very, very humble. And you don't get that a lot in the music industry. You don't find many humble people in the music industry. That it just is almost non-existent. You know, I mean, they might say at the beginning, man, I thank God, you know, and then, you know, award shows when they win awards, I thank God for this and I thank God for that. Yeah, you say that because that's the right thing to say. You know, that's spiritually and politically correct, you know, but, well, especially in the black music game, it's, that's what you do. But that ain't really who you're thinking. You're not thinking God in your mind. You're thinking, you know, you're thinking yourself, and you're thinking, okay, well, man, I did this. You know, I was the one that did this. You know, I was the one that got out there and moved. I was the one that got out there and sang and recorded and promoted and whatever, you know, and taking God out of the situation, not even putting him in, really. So you think about things like that, and it's like, and me being an artist, you know, I can honestly say, some people probably think I'm not humble because I do, you know, tend to, you know, go off the deep end when it comes to promoting myself. And, you know, I've had jobs in the past where, in fact, I had a job in print media for 7 years where they called me the queen of self-promotion. And so I'm like, wow. But it's so befitting because that is me. I mean, who else going to promote me better than me? Come on. I mean, I'm an artist. I have a product. I'm a brand. So, I mean, it is what it is. You call me not humble or call me vain, call me whatever you want to call me, but just make sure you call me a great promoter and call me a great artist, a great businesswoman, and a great humanitarian and a great woman on top of everything else. That's what you do. You know, if you really say you know M, the queen, those are the things that you need to say. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. I mean, people don't think what they want to think, you know. But I know in my heart I'm a humble person. I know that my intentions are good and where what place I am coming from. And that's all that matters. And really what matters even more than that, that God knows where my intentions and where my heart and where what place I'm coming from when I say the things I say on social media and then when I do the things I do. It's all good. I mean, you know, can't win them all. But, yes, Aaliyah, I think that she would have brought – so many other things to, you know, the music world. And I think she would have done way more movies than just one or two, actually two, Queen of the Damned. And that's something that's still kind of, I kind of struggle with in my mind. And like I said, going back to something I saw on social, not on social media, but on YouTube last night where they're talking about secret society and all this crazy stuff. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to say names of things. I'm just going to make you imply what I'm talking about. You know, people know. I mean, I know our guest knows what I'm talking about right now. But, you know, it just, I still think about the last memory of her was two things. Rock the Boat video, which actually, I Really Need Somebody. Not I Really Need Somebody. What's the other song that she had out? My goodness, that came out after that. Oh, my goodness. It's on the tip of my tongue. More Than a Woman. More Than a Woman. Okay, More Than a Woman was supposed to be her second single. And they really weren't even thinking about releasing Rock the Boat. But her uncle, Barry Hankerson, who was her CEO and who she was signed to under Black Ground Records, you know, said, look, let's go ahead and push Rock the Boat. Let's go ahead and make a video for it. They had already made a video for More Than a Woman, and that was supposed to be the second single, but some way, somehow, mysteriously, you know, they made Rock the Boat the next single and went ahead and made a video, like, at the drop of a hat. And then, you know, the memories of her, the video was good. I mean, the video was great. I love that video. And to this very day, that is one of my favorite songs, I must say. That is one of my favorite songs, not just Aaliyah song, but song across the board. And, you know, just basically the last memory of her performing as an artist was Rock the Boat, and how at the end of the video, you know, you see her in water, underwater, the same way almost how she died underwater, you know. It's just strange, and I don't want to say too much about that, but, you know, it's just that's your last memory. It is what it is. That was my last memory of her, seeing her underwater, and then, you know, she just basically flying away, her image just floating away, you know, with doves. And it's just like, it makes me want to go pull up the video and look at it right now, actually, to be honest with you. But, you know, I'll do that probably later on tonight, you know, or maybe on the 25th in honor of, you know, the 13th annual anniversary of her passing and the celebration of her life. But my second last memory is of her, you know, acting, when she, you know, got into acting, was Queen of the Damned, which actually did not come out until she died, until she was long gone. And the last image of her acting was her playing an evil witch, basically. an evil witch, you know, that, you know, basically was set out to, you know, destroy people, and you know, she was going to get her man at all costs. She basically played, you know, someone evil. You know, even, honestly, I seen that movie once, and I just really, I had a hard time looking at it, because I had a hard time looking at her, you know, with fangs. I had a hard time looking at her with, you know, blood, you know, dripping from her mouth. You know, that just disturbed me, because that is not how I wanted to remember her. So it definitely, you know, it definitely was a game changer. And, I mean, like I say, it is what it is. So that's who I, you know, look at as that artist that I felt like that was gone too soon, that I know would have contributed more to the music world, and not just the music world, but entertainment industry as a whole. She had a lot more to do. She had a lot more work to do. And God knows, you know, I miss her, and I know a lot of people do. I mean, everybody, you know, a lot of girls that copied her style. Like, she's, what, just a few years younger than me, but I even copied her style, you know, with the hair swoop to, you know, to the left, or I did mine to the left, but, you know, the hair swoop around the eye, and, you know, all the girls, you know, she was a model for Tommy Hilfiger, and then all the girls start wearing their jeans below, you know, right there at their midsection or their midriff, and or actually below their midsection, and that would be their midriff, showing their Tommy Hilfiger boxers and, you know, the little tube top that was made by Tommy Hilfiger. She was the first one I seen do that. And so everybody started copying her, even from Destiny's Child to, I mean, you name it, they copied her. And there's a lot of artists, and I won't say any names. I'm not going to, you know, I'm the queen of controversy to a degree, but I'm not going to start nothing tonight because, this show is going to be live already, because with our guest, Palmetto Fresh, you know, joining us, he's going to make this show, I mean, it's going to be off the chain, and we're getting callers already. So I'll leave the names out, but I will say there's a lot of Aaliyah copycats out there. Just know that. Go get your own image. Stop copying Aaliyah. You know, pay homage to her, but don't try to be her. You know, you never will. You never will. But yes. So, again, y'all, the topic of tonight, I want to read it verbatim, is what artist gone too soon do you think had more to contribute to the music world had he or she not been taken so soon? You know what to do. You know the number. Call in 646-478-5209 or log on to lawlessradio.com. And you tune in to the Emphatic Show. Y'all, we got our guest on, and we got some other callers. But I got to get into some music, and then we're going to get on with our guest for tonight, which is South Carolina, which is a Palmetto State, Palmetto's own Palmetto Fresh, y'all. All right. But yes, it's just, you know, these are things that, I mean, like I said, everybody probably going to say the same people, and I'm just waiting to see what people say. I'm just anxious to hear what people got to say, you know, what artists they think. I know it's going to be a lot of Tupac's on here, and, you know, I don't have no problem with that because, you know, like I said, Tupac is my all-time, you know, favorite rapper, and probably, well, he is my second favorite artist, so, you know, it is what it is. And but right now, y'all, we're going to get into some music, and like I said, after that, we're going to get into our guest, yes, Palmetto Fresh, and it's Lawless, baby, and Emphatic.
Think of my character. for good reason. Good things are done at times for bad reason. But then you ain't displayed a shade of gray. So who is any one of us to judge anyway? God is the only one who has a final say. I'm made of many shades of gray. That's right. And I ain't too ashamed to say that I've been 50 good and I've been 50 bad. If anyone were to describe me, they'd say she's many shades of gray. Deep down I have a real good heart. Spontaneous choices made when always smart. But hey, life is school, each lesson I'll live and learn. Different choices, yes, will suffer consequence. Bad things I did for what I believed were good reasons. Good things are done at times for bad reasons. But then you ain't displayed a shade of gray. So who is any one of us to judge anyway? God is the only one who has a final say. I'm made of many shades of gray. Shades of gray. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh. Man, I want to tell y'all something, man. Man, I'm not gonna let these material things get in my way, y'all. I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm trying to get somewhere that's real and pure and true and eternal. Toby, can you go with your boy?
Let's go. Father God, I am clay in your hands. Help me to stay that way through all life's demands. Cause they chip and they nag and they pull at me. And every little thing I make up my mind to be. Like I'ma be a daddy who's in the mix. And I'ma be a husband who stays legit. And I pray that I'm an artist who rises above the road that is wide and filled with self-love. Everything that I see draws me. Though it's only in you that I can truly see that it's a feast for the eyes, a low blow to purpose. And I'm a little kid at a three-ring circus.
I don't wanna gain the whole world and lose my soul.
Flashes, say they think that it's you, but they don't know that who you are is not what you do. True, we get it twisted when we peek at the charts. Yo, before we part from the start, where's your heart?
You a pimp?
Hustler, tell me what's your title. America has no more stars, now we call them idols. Using idols while we teach prosperity. The first thing to prosper should be inside me. Not because of 22s on the range, but Christ came in range. We said yes, now we change. Not the same, even though I met a fall. Since I got that call, no more saw, now I'm home. Yep.
I don't
live in life.
race for speed, the fast paced road rage machine. Can't nobody race at the same pace as me. In the lead soon as I let the clutch release. If you listen close, you can hear the sound of speed. Who cares what they say about me? Little rock influence in E-R-D. Same attitude as K-A-N-Y-E. Rhyme scheme sorta like a solid quali. And as I travel the highway, sorta like an amateur Bobby LaBronte. Too fast, got you out, ran in a car chase. Now please tell me how to gas from my exhaust taste. James Bond in the Aston, hugging the curves like my car had on. I step back a couple yards before you step off my Viper alarm. Mr. Yeah Buddy is back. Mr. Yeah Buddy is back. Mr. Yeah Buddy is back.
So far the battle with one dog. I feel like a millionaire minus a slum dog.
I say goodnight to him, I say goodnight to him. I put him to bed, I Jay Holiday to him. Full steam ahead, I move straight through him. I got a nitrous tank with no breakthrough it. Relax, I got my feet up now. Cause nobody can defeat us now. Doing my thing, I don't need no crown. But you can call me Superman like three doors down. Yeah, a rock star living life on the edge. I feel another ring come, another championship. Man, I feel it in the air, the battle is won, dog. I feel like a millionaire minus a slum dog. Here we go again, here we go again. The rat pack and the backpack and fly trend. Motivated by successful pioneers who paved the way for us to make it right here. Mr. Yeah Buddy is back. Mr. Yeah Buddy is back. Mr. Yeah Buddy is back.
So far the battle with one dog. I feel like a millionaire minus a slum dog.
Time to put the nail in the coffin. Close the tights, don't let the maggots let our hearts in. Wheels moving like a volleyball top spin. Rotating to the next city where the crowd is. Now everybody silent, put your lighters up in the air and be quiet. Tribute to the crime rate, for every life that's lost to gun violence.
So far the battle was one dog. So far the battle was one dog. So far the battle was one dog. I feel like a millionaire minus a slum dog. So far the battle was one dog. So far the battle was one dog. So far the battle was one dog. I feel like a millionaire minus a slum dog.
Mr. Yeah Buddy is back. Mr. Yeah Buddy is back. Mr. Yeah Buddy is back.
So far the battle was one dog. I feel like a millionaire minus a slum dog.
Sailor, at an unknown rapper, that's gonna blow up. old bones of the harmony, flavor the land. Don't get a box to shine, but let it sit for a spin. Cause when you get it out, let's take it back in time. I mean back in prime. For a clear interpretation, recipe in my mind. Yo, my man dropped face in LL Cool J. Too short by Kim and it's WA. Then take a Big Man Kane and a Houdini Martini. Blast it on some Chuck D, then you might start to see me. It's already in there, y'all better myself. Oh well, what the hell, put some R. Kelly in there. I'm a product of the illest, I'm the realest in this business. There's a reason why y'all feel this. Product of the illest, I done warned you, I done told you. This ain't what you want, cause y'all done made a product of the illest. I'm the trillest with these lyrics. These fakers out there fear this. Product of the illest. I'ma tell you why I'm vicious. Cause I'm the product of the illest. I'm the product of the illest.
Pet. I'm a known threat. Beat every song like Donkey Kong's chest. truthfully, I tell you no lies. The people call me Mr. Big, and it's because of my size. Somewhat a surprise, yeah, it's one heck of a sight. And now she on me trying to get my TNT to ignite. Doing things I don't think that I should. Catch me playing lame with my hand on wood. So sick, man, got a brother like us. Tell me, is that bad?
Bad, bad, super duper, super duper, yeah, super duper. Bad, 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 super duper, super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, they like when I get up on it. I'm so bad, yeah, I'm bad to the bone, yeah. Bad, bad, super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper.
Your girl play my song, she get super duper hype. Money sky high, yours oompa loompa hype. Grow a money tree where I eat the food of life. Ballin' all day, sleep walking through the night. Heavyweight champ, ain't no stealing my belt. Lock the bathroom door, cause yo, I'm feeling myself. That's what I do, rock a lot of jewels, lot of ice. Bet intruder, homie, hide your chick, hide your wife. Get your weight up or get ate up. Life is a chick and I need money to date her. I ain't got class but getting women's a major. No memory card, so I guess I won't save her. I got a lot of haters right here in the front row, but they would never convo with their head honcho. I ain't Japanese but they call me Hungno, Hungno. Looking for some young jumbo.
Okay, bad, bad, super duper, super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, bad, 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 super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, they like when I get up on it. I'm so bad, yeah, I'm bad to the bone, yeah. Bad, bad, super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper.
I'm fresh to death, yeah, I'm a dead man walking. Fresher than a suit and bow tie, die sucker. Like assalamu alaikum, bean pie, my brother. Bad to the biz on, I yell and I holler. Yeah, I'm super duper bad and I'll be better tomorrow. Go ahead.
Bad, bad, super duper, super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, bad, 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 super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, they like when I get up on it. I'm so bad, yeah, I'm bad to the bone, yeah. Bad, bad, super duper, super duper, yeah, super duper.
She is back, and by she, I mean me and the queen, your one and only host, and you are tuning in to the Emphatic Show. As I said, your one and only host, me and the queen, for she is I, and I am she. Y'all, we just played a little bit of music there. We played Many Shades of Grey by Tanaya Kay. She's from the UK, y'all. Yo, she's dope. She's like part of our family. Also, we play Lose My Soul, Toby Mac, spiritual music. Need some of that in our life. Also, Dr. Yeah Buddy, Renesy, a product of the Illest Piano Man, which is another Lawless family member. And you heard me, yes, yes, you heard me. Jim and Chrissy Love featuring Most Valuable Mac, my favorite feature from Memphis, Tennessee. And you just heard, y'all, I play this song every week. I swear, it reminds me of Snoop Dogg. Drop it like it's hard, drop it like it's hard. But anyway, yeah, that was Super Bad by M.I.C. Well, y'all, let me just tell you, without further ado, we do have our guest. He is here. South Carolina, which is the Palmetto State's own Palmetto Fresh. Yo, what it do? Hey, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great, y'all. I mean, shoot, I get to host my own show for 2 hours. I'm great. Man, I'm sitting up here sipping on a little Pinot Grigio, so, I mean, I can't complain,
yeah,
can't complain.
No doubt.
Well, look, y'all, let me tell you, I had to get this guy on my show. I mean, I kind of been listening to his stuff for a while now, but, you know, he just sent me some stuff recently that I just like, you know what, It's a no-brainer. This will be my first Carolina artist ever. And like I said earlier on the show, I'm from North Carolina. He's from South Carolina. But, I mean, people in North Carolina don't want to cooperate. They'd rather hate than send their music in so I can play it. So they want to sit back and soak and be salty that I got my own show, which is all good, you know. I only play hot artists anyway, so that's all that matters. So, you know, without, like I said, without further ado, we do have Palmetto Fresh in the his house. Y'all, he is doing big things. And like I said, I heard a couple of his joints ring on it and out here. And I was like, you know what? It's a no-brainer. I got to have him on the show. So welcome to the show. Welcome to Emphatic Show. I know this is your first time calling in. You know, this is LawlessRadio.com, where we do play underground, unsigned artists, and we support our local come-up, and we want you to do the same. Support your local come-up. What you got going on, Palmetto?
I got a lot of things in the works right now. Currently got the Gangsta Grill out with DJ Drama. We pushing that real hard. Hitting up the radio stations with the singles and stuff like that is getting a good response. So I'm just right now doing promo, doing shows, and you know what I'm saying, striving, pushing forward, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely, no doubt. Well, before we even go any further, you know, I wanted you to, you know, weigh on this topic, and then we're going to get into, you know, the things that you've done already and the things that you're doing in the future. You know, our topic tonight is, and like I said, I wanted to read it verbatim, so I'm going to go back to what I posted. What music artists gone too soon do you think had more to contribute to the music world had he or she had not been taken so soon? I want to hear what you have. Who do you think?
I mean, like, me personally, I was an Aaliyah fan, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of the new rap music, like, don't really, like, grab my ear or inspire me. So I usually listen to R&B, and she's one of the artists that I listen to, you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking, you know, if she was still here, she would have, you know, brought a different flavor to the game, you know? That real R&B feel, you know, back when R&B was R&B, you know what I'm saying? So I would say Aaliyah on a singer's note, and I would have to say Tupac or Biggie on a, like, rap artist level, you know what I'm saying? Because both of them was taken out when they were at their prime, you know what I'm saying? So they was only going to get better. They was only, like, 24 and 25 when they got killed. So
that's right.
I just feel like, you know, they was at their prime. Like, that was just a little taste of what was coming that we got to, you know, witness or whatever. But I'm thinking those three artists right there would have, even old Dirty Bastard, I got to add him in there too, because I like him for his originality or whatever. You know, he was very... He was a real outspoken, you know, just, like, out there type of dude, but he still went in there and made music. You know, I felt that he left too soon as well, you know what I'm saying? So I would say them four artists.
Absolutely. Now, going back to Aaliyah, now tell me, what do you feel that she would have contributed, she would have contributed, or what do you think, you know, what else was there for her to do had she still been around?
Oh, man, she was into movies, modeling, you know, music. I mean, she was doing a lot of different things, and you know, I'm thinking by now she probably would have had her own label, bringing out, you know, young women like herself who got talent. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I got a favorite song by Aaliyah, like, I listen to all the time. You know what I'm saying? So she one of them artists, like, you know, that had inspired me. You know what I'm saying? Like, in many ways, like, if I'm going through something, I put that in, I ride out to that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, no doubt, no doubt. Now, what is your favorite Aaliyah song?
I Care For You. That song, I Love You, I Care For You, I like that. That's my joint right there.
Yeah, that was a nice joint. I think that was a release after she passed,
yeah,
is that correct?
It was. It was like the after Rock the Boat, it was that song, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's something about that song. I don't know if it's because she had died and then it came out or what, but it's something about that track If you go back and listen to it, it's something about that track that's powerful. You know.
Yeah. Just go back no doubt. I mean, I love it. I mean, you know, it's one of those quiet, you know, songs that, you know, it's just like it's not overproduced. It's just you know, her and the music,
yeah,
and it's just like.
And you can zone out because, you know, when you were rapping, you know, you around, you know, hype music all the time. You know, you got trap music, you got club music, and then you can just put that in and it's like everything just calmed down. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the song I like when, you know, when I'm chilling, riding out or whatever. You know, I listen to a lot of R&B music, matter of fact. I don't really listen to a lot of rap music.
Right, right. And that's, you know, that's pretty common with, you know, like with me, you know, like I'm a singer and, you know, people tend to put me in a box of R&B, and I tell people all the time, I am not an R&B artist. Yes, I have to say it like a robot because I want you to understand. The queen of Afro pop is not an R&B artist. And people would be really surprised in what they knew, you know, who my influences are. When I tell people, my influences are people like, you know, Stevie Nicks is my favorite all-time singer. I mean, I love her. I love her to death. I mean, I want to plug up her hair. I mean, I'm going to see them. I'm going to see Fleetwood Mac when they come to Phillips Arena in November. Yeah, I can't wait. But, yeah, so Fleetwood Mac, you know, Dusty Springfield, Phil Collins, you know, Loretta Lynn. It's so
yeah,
many
Phil,
other
Phil,
artists you wouldn't
Phil.
Even think. I get that.
Yeah, Phil is dope, man. I like Phil. Phil a dope dude, man. He make good music.
And for real, she's an easy lover.
Yeah, Genesis and all of them.
I'm coming in the air tonight. All right, well, anyway,
yeah.
Enough of my MC.
Classic.
But no doubt. But I wanna put you on the spot. I wanna put you on the spot a lot on this show. That's what I do. I mean, I keep it all the way live and real, and that's the only way
that's
you know.
Fine.
You know, so
that's fine.
Yeah,
that's
and
fine.
I like my artists to be the same way. You know, loosen up. You know, say what you want to say. You know, just don't let it be an F-bomb or the N-word. I mean, but I know you know better, so I'm just saying that in general. Now, I'm gonna ask you one last thing about Aaliyah, and you know, you don't have to answer this question if you don't want to, but you know. Who do you feel would not be out right now or have come out and be successful had Aaliyah still been around as an artist?
That's a long list right there. I know currently let me see.
I mean, okay, just give us three then.
R&B right now, females.
Mm-hmm. Don't think too hard now. Don't let the smoke come out. Yeah, it's like a cartoon character.
yeah, I can't. I mean, like, it's a long list, but it's one of them things. Like,
long list.
Yeah, you know it's a long list, but you can't just really name one. You know what I'm saying?
You can't
really name
one. Point one because there's so many of them. So, that means that in itself.
I know for certain Jocelyn Hernandez don't need to be in the music game, period. She needs to. She needs
to. That's the Puerto Rican princess. I thought you knew. That's the Puerto Rican
princess.
No,
she got to find something else to do. Like, she could be doing something else. She could really be doing something
else. I agree. I mean, you know, she's good on that pole from what I see. You know, I've seen a little footage of her on the pole, so. But you know, I mean. Well, you know, I just get a little bit honest. You know, I can't front. I'm not a fronter. But, you know, she got like a little bit of something going on, though. I got to say, I heard a couple of joints, and I've seen that one video that she did where she had on the Timberland boots looking ridiculous. But,
she's
you know,
more,
the
she's
like,
more
I,
the,
I mean, she, something
she's,
going on
she's
there.
More,
I mean,
she's,
a bit
she's more of one of those, she's more of an artist that they can sell an image opposed to
a
her musical talent.
They can
sell her far as a sex symbol / dancer / you know, everything else, Puerto Rican princess, whatever they want to call it. But I feel as though musically, she is not inclined.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a product of Stevie J's bus, right?
Stevie got something else going on with that.
Well, yeah, of course. That goes without saying, no doubt. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying, though. I mean, if she ain't for the faintest of hearts, you know.
No,
I mean,
no.
She, yeah, she's not a performer. You know, she performed at Apache Cafe here in Atlanta, and I got a chance to see it, and it just was not, it
where,
was not
where,
good.
Where
it
was she, where was she on that video on World Star where she got booed and Stevie J had to come save her? Where was she at?
She wasn't here in Atlanta. Don't know exactly where she was, but I know for a fact she wasn't in Atlanta. Well, she didn't get booed at the Apache Cafe, you know. I mean, dudes were so busy looking at her body and looking at her, you know, her ass,
that's what I'm saying.
That
you can sell her that way.
Couldn't perform. So they couldn't do. I mean, they were like stunned. I think most people would be more or less stunned than anything, you know. I mean, to the point of we can process.
You can sell her like that all day long. They can make Jocelyn Hernandez dolls or something. They could spin it off, but she wanna do music for some reason. I don't know.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, she thinks she got talent, and like I said, I mean, I'm gonna be real with you. She got a little bit of something different going on. I don't see really anyone other than Ivy Queen really doing anything, you know, similar to what she's doing. But Ivy Queen has a following, and she actually really is truly talented all the way through. I don't know if she's talented on a pole, but she actually has real musical talent that has been cultivating over many years. So, you know, I mean, I give Jocelyn a pop shout out to her, whatever, you know, carry on. But anyway.
Yeah.
But we got Palmetto Fresh on the line on the Emphatic Show, LawlessRadio.com. You emerged from, you said, the scorching streets of Charleston. I mean, first of all, Charleston itself is so enriched with money. You think of old money. You think of the Civil War. You think about the beautiful South. You know, all of the South is not beautiful, but, you know, when you think of Charleston, you think of the beautiful part of the South. You think about water. You think about the islands. You think about seafood. I mean, how was it – first of all, how was it like growing up in Charleston? Are you a Geechee?
I'm Geechee to the heart. But the thing about Charleston is – like the things they show in the magazine and, you know, stuff like that, that's kind of like one area, pretty much. Like that's where they push all the tourists towards, which is, you know, they either go downtown Charleston, where you have downtown Charleston, and you have Isle of Palms, which is in, you know, a part of Mount Pleasant, and then you have and then you have Kiowa and Seabrook Island. Now, between those three areas, they make a lot of money from tourists, you know. They make a lot of money from selling things and stuff like that, and you got your basket weavers and stuff like that. But, I mean, the majority of the city, man, is, you know, in bad shape, you know what I'm saying? Like, far as crime and... you know, the drugs and stuff like that. Like, it's crazy right now down here because, you know, somebody getting killed, like, every day. Like, we in the top five.
And I actually read that somewhere.
We in the top five in the country right now, and that's crazy. We compete with Chicago and Texas and Los Angeles. Like, that's crazy. Charleston is small.
Goodness.
Charleston.
Dang, that's messed up, though. I mean, Charleston being such a beautiful city, you know. I mean, for its tourism, its food, it's culture.
Yeah, and it's also one of the places where people come to retire. After they retire, they jobs or whatever, they come retire here. But I mean, like when you retire here, you're not going to go to an area where there's a lot of crime. They're going to go to the pretty areas where you have the good restaurants and you have the beaches and the palm trees and stuff like that. But once you leave out of them areas, you got to deal with the real part of the city. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we deal with on a regular basis down here. You know what I'm saying? We done had like 40 murders this year.
My goodness. So, you know, there's like a lot of projects and, you know, like hood areas in Charleston as well. Now, on the outskirts,
yeah.
I'm assuming.
I mean, I don't even consider the projects because, you know, I've been to New York. Like, I've really seen, like, big project buildings. Like, that's what I call projects. But, you know, we do have housing areas down here, you know, that they call projects, you know. They're only, like, two stories high. You know, you go to New York, they're, like, 10, 12 stories. So
that's right.
It's a lot of right. It's a lot of things that go down in those areas, and you know, the law enforcement don't seem to really be doing a lot to help the situation.
Wow, that is crazy.
A police just killed a 19-year-old boy. Like he was home on leave for the military and got shot. That's crazy.
Oh my God, I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah, and they swept that under the rug, tried to say that he committed suicide, but everybody know that's not what it is. That's not what happened.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's the type of things that go on here. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. The Charleston that you don't hear about, right?
The Charleston you don't hear about. The Charleston they don't put in the magazines and stuff like that. That's they don't tell you about that because they want you to come spend your money.
Exactly. Well, that makes sense. Being, you know, it's a tourist city, you know. And I see that you've been in the game for 6 years, so you're pretty young.
Yeah.
So
I've been around people that have done music, you know, a long time, but I wasn't into it like that, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I had a cousin, he had passed, and he used to always, like, he used to always be like, rap something for me, you know. And I just rap what I went through that day, you know what I'm saying. He'd be like, man, you know you got talent, you know what I'm saying. You should try to do something, at least do a song, you know what I'm saying. But after he passed, that's when I was like, you know, I'm a go in this booth and I'm a say what I got to say, you know what I'm saying. Because I wasn't really. It's a whole lot of stuff that you get caught up in when you out here, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, music wasn't.
Yeah.
But I was looking at, like, music ain't going to bring me no money. So, you know, I wasn't really into it. But now, you know, things.
So now you, like, really into it. You really love music. Like, you, like, not only just love music, but you, like, actually realize that this is something that you want to do, you know, besides just the
like
money.
I always love music. I just love to hear my favorite artists, you know, music. I wasn't thinking about making music, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll put in a Tupac CD or, you know, like Ghetto Boys and people like that that we grew up listening to and dating family and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to listen to a lot of them, you know, coming up, but I wasn't thinking about doing music, you know what I'm saying? And N.W.A. was my first tape, though. It's straight out of Compton. It was on tape. You know what I'm saying? But that was my first like rap tape.
Wow.
That was the first tape right there. Yep.
Dang, is that the one with Express Yourself on it?
Express Yourself on there. You got
Straight out of Compton
on there. You got I Ain't the One. Ice
Me back,
on
man.
There. It's Classic tape.
That's what
Dope Man was on there. It was a bunch of stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make music like that no more.
Oh no, and it's just never gonna happen again. I don't care how many Kendrick Lamars you put out there, how many, you know, much as I love the game, and I'm a huge fan of game, but you know, no Cali artist that I've heard is ever, and that I even know that's out or somewhere, you know, that ain't even really out just yet. I can't imagine anyone, you know, popping or, you know, coming close to or even being N.W.A. I mean, you had a group of guys that was, you know, led by a little short guy who loved the ladies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who was the businessman behind it. Right. He had like five different personalities. You had Yellow Boy, who was reserved, who's actually one of my Facebook friends and really reserved.
Yeah.
And you had Ice Cube that you know, that had that driving force and voice.
Yeah, you had that
and
young
Trey,
Dr.
you know,
Dre,
who was the mastermind behind the music.
You had
Ren, you know, that contributed something, you know. It was just amazing. So basically, N.W.A. So who are the rappers or who are the artists that made you, you know, besides, you know, your cousin, may he rest in peace, you know, what other artists made you want to do this? When did you actually decide that this is truly what I want to do? Name like maybe a song or, you know, other group that you heard.
I can't name a song. I'll name an artist. I remember T.I. first CD.
Oh yeah.
I'm Serious. Mm-hmm. I'm Serious. I used to play I'm Serious all the time. And before that, it was Tupac. Like, I played a lot of Tupac. Right, Tupac was my favorite artist. Period. Like, hands down.
Right.
'Cause it's like we got to follow his life on TV. So it's like you almost felt like you knew him. Like, it's almost like you felt like you knew him when he got shot. You was like, damn, they killed Pop. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you knew him.
The first time when he got shot, you felt his pain. You know, you felt like you got shot.
Yeah, yeah. And then he came back, and then, you know, it was All Eyes on Me. But the album before All Eyes on Me was Me Against the World. I like Me Against the World, too. I still listen to that. And then it was All Eyes on Me. Yeah. And then he came with Machiavelli, and I mean, he went too soon.
Oh my God, didn't he?
He really did.
I mean, at least he made it to 25, you know. So, I mean, but it was like, so you know, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because thinking, and you know, next month will be, let me see, this is what, 2014. And he died in 96. So next month will be 18 years that Pac was taken from us, you know, I won't even go into that, but,
Yeah, please don't go into that because that's something else we go into that.
Wow, that is crazy. So tell me, where were you, and what were you doing when Tupac, you know, when they announced that he died 7 days after he was shot 7 times?
I was in North Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. You know where that's at?
We was off of Dorchester Road by Acabee area.
I know where that's at, too, off of 20.
At my aunt's house. We used to be like 10, 12 deep in her house. That's where everybody used to go. And we was smoking, and then we heard it on the radio, and everybody just got quiet. And we were just looking at each other. And then, you know, we started playing his music. We just started playing the music. But it was crazy because it was like somebody we knew, like almost like, one of us in the room had passed. Like, you know, that's crazy the impact he had on people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think we have artists like that anymore.
Oh, God, no. I mean, everybody in the world has tried to emulate, you know, Pop. Even, y'all, I mean, I know you're going to laugh when I say this, and I love, this is like my favorite rap joint right now. If it ain't about the money, you know, ain't about the money, T.I., why is T.I. trying to sound like Pac on that CD, on that song?
Hey, you know, I actually like that song.
I mean, oh, T.I., really? No. That's what killed Lil Zane's career, when he tried to, you know, come with that Tupac flow, knowing good and well, you know, he's a church boy.
Lil Zane should have never did that. He should have never did that because he was totally out of his element. Like, you could see on screen.
You ain't lying. I'm sorry, Zanga. That's my homeboy, Zanga. That's actually my homeboy.
It wasn't natural.
You know, M apologized. But, you know, M keeps it real, too. Come on.
He know that, too. You know, it wasn't natural. Like, Ja Rule, another one who tried to emulate the style.
Oh, yeah, the Rule.
He really went overboard with it. But, you know, like, it didn't really last. Like, they was there, and then they was gone.
Well, yeah, I mean, when that tend to happen in the music industry when you try to emulate someone and can't do it as good as them.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you what an A&R told me. A&R told me that the industry isn't looking for anybody that they've heard before. They're not looking for another T.I. They're not looking for another Tupac. They're not looking for another Lil Wayne. They want something new.
That's right.
And that's how they create new revenue for the company. If somebody come out right now and they try to sound like Young Jeezy. Nobody wants to hear that because they like Young Jeezy. They don't want to hear that. So now you'll be fighting people who are diehard Jeezy fans who just not going to like you, period.
That's right. That's so true.
You might have a couple of fans that be like, you know, he all right, but everybody, when they want Jeezy, they going to go get Jeezy. They don't want to hear you.
Right.
You're
telling the gospel truth.
You got to be original, man. The game likes originality. People gravitate toward originality because you have people who are scared to be original, and they need something to copy. So you have to go out on the limb, be original, stick to your guns. Don't follow what, because I'm listening around to this music, man. A lot of people trying to sound like the Migos, and I feel like that's not right.
No, it's not right because you have to have your own identity. You know, being in this business is tough enough. It's tough enough trying to break into this business. But coming in this business being something that you're not and being true to yourself, you're not going to win. You know, you're not going to win. I mean, and I'm not knocking this artist what I'm about to say. But Sierra, you know, they try to make her the, you know, the new and improved or just the new Aaliyah. They tried.
No.
I mean, I know the girl can dance. I mean, Lord knows she can, but come on, you have to deliver some vocals at some point. And
so
you have to do more than pop the coochie because Aaliyah didn't do any of that. You know, like Aaliyah actually danced. One thing I could say, you know, and not to cut you off, I'm sorry, Aaliyah, I can say that, you know, she really didn't dress trashy. She didn't even dance trashy.
No.
Even in Rock the Boat, when the other girls and stuff, you know, with their Jamaican, you know, island girl outfits and stuff, you know, she had on, you know, capri pants, and everybody else had on short shorts. And, you know, she didn't go all the way to the floor and pop her coochie. She didn't have to do that because Aaliyah, you know, had enough talent, enough showmanship that she didn't have to do those things, whereas Sierra has to, you know, compensate for not having the strong vocal skills, which Sierra actually can sing. I mean, she actually can sing, which is a shame that you don't hear her, more of her vocal ability. You know, you see more of her, you know, popping and locking and, you know, that little same little dance that she always does. And that's a shame because, you know, when you try to manufacture a product after another product, it's always an epic fail. You know, I mean, it is what it is. That's why I'm so glad that with Def Jam, you know, they didn't try to make Rihanna Beyonce. And if they did try it, Rihanna went out on her own. You know, she went out on a limb and did what she felt. She took her own career in her own hands and took the bull by the horn. She cut her hair. You know, school JV. Anyway, just shut up. But anyway, she took the bull by the horn. She cut her hair. You know, and you know, she just basically just kind of stepped away from that island girl look and sound and just ran with it and went more rock. And it won. It won her audience over. It won millions of legions of fans. And you know, it's all about being real with yourself and being true to who you are. Because if you being true to somebody else, you really ain't being true to yourself, and you're really not being true to no one. You really, you know, you're a fraud. You're a manufacturer. You're a gimmick. You are just that. You're not real.
Milli Vanilli. But you don't think it's almost like if, let's just say, a person comes out.
Mm-hmm.
If Rihanna tried to be like Beyonce or whatever like that, it's almost like if you have an idea, say you want to throw an event, and you have an idea, you know how you would want to execute that event.
Right.
Now, you might be speaking to someone, and they might try to take your event. You look a couple of weeks, couple of months down the line, and you seeing this person you've been talking to have stolen your idea. You looking at everything on the fly, but they cannot execute it like you because you have the vision. You are you. Nobody else can be you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. She did the right thing by sticking to what she knows instead of trying to be somebody else. And that's
right.
What you get to
do. Most Pisces, and big up the Pisces. I'm a Pisces. My birthday's the day after mine.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, you're saying some real stuff there, some real ish there, because that's just like, I mean, and even some of the biggest name producers and music makers and biggest people in music to this day, you know, have tried. I think everybody has tried it, maybe except for Russell Simmons, that I can think of. Diddy tried it. He was one of the first to try it with Mary J. And he tried to manufacture his own Mary J. out of Faith Evans. Yes, Faith has the better voice. I'm not gonna say Faith is better looking, or I can't judge that way, because they both have their own unique type of beauty. You know, I can't really say that, but Faith does have the better voice, hands down. But Faith at the same token, you can't emulate Mary J. Blige. You can't. Nobody do that. Mary J. Blige, Bob Head and stuff like Mary J. Blige do it. You might have a little rhythm doing it, like I do. I'm doing it now, but I can't do Mary J. Blige, and she does it in a way where she brings the Yonkers out. She brings the old soul out. She brings the street out. I mean, she just does it. And it was just like something that she just started doing on Humbug, and it was her signature. And then next thing you know, for about 2 or 3 years, everybody was like waving their little, waving their hand, doing a little bob, especially when All I Need, when she, featured with Method Man, when she did that in the video and had her head down and everything, with the two, braids or pigtails, it was like, yo, can't nobody emulate that chick. Like, that chick is truly the queen of hip-hop.
That's one of the greatest, R&B hip-hop tracks ever.
Yep. I mean, it was a really good marriage. I must say that was a marriage made in heaven, to have one of the hottest, rappers out at the time, and someone whose career was budding, with her coming out with 411, that being her first album, and it being platinum, and it had so many classic singles off of there. And then My Life came right after that. It was like, my goodness, it gets no better than that. But yeah, most definitely, you definitely got to stay true to yourself and be real with yourself, and that's all you can do. But I'm also looking at looking here. It says you dropped your first two albums, Breath of Fresh Air and Fresh Off the Block. Now, when did those two albums come out?
I started with the rap seriously in 08, and I started recording immediately, and then Fresh Off the Block came in 09.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, I dropped Breath of Fresh Air. Because after I did the first CD, started doing a lot of shows. It was pretty much just statewide then. I was doing Florence, Sumter, Columbia, Charleston, I was just rotating between those four cities, Greenville one time. I was just rotating between those cities at the time, and I learned a lot of things, doing that. I learned that people will take advantage of you if you don't really know the business, if you don't know the business side of things. Like, I was just an artist then, I just wanted to get in the studio, rap, get on stage and perform. Like, I wasn't thinking about all the behind the scenes stuff that come into play.
Right.
The most important thing. So now, it's almost like if you can't fight and you get beat up a lot, you're going to get good at it sooner or later.
Exactly.
So after you take so many losses and so many disappointments, you're going to tighten up on what you need to tighten up on. And that's what made me the beast I am right now, because it's like, I do a lot of my bookings myself. I'm my own travel agent. I do all that myself.
Wow. Okay, so you're another M. You're the male version of M, because I do everything myself, because guess what? I know it's going to get done if I do it. If I leave it in someone else's hand, it may and it may not, and I'm not willing to take that 50-50 chance. I'm a gambler.
I do have a manager. He does what he does, but at the same time, it's just a hustler in me to do extra. Like, I don't just sit around and wait on him to come tell me I have a show. I'm networking all the time, plugging in with people, and I'm meeting these people, and I'm doing things too. So when we sit down and talk, he'll be like, we got this and this and this. And I'd be like, well, on top of that, we got this, this, and this. You know?
Right. Like, it's and just, let me tell you, hustler he is, y'all. Y'all listening, he is a hustler. Looking at this bio here, y'all. Welcome to Dodge City, an official gangster grill endorsed by the world-famous DJ Drama. Tell me how that happened, and we're going to get into a couple of your joints.
Okay, well, I hooked up with Drama because we stay in Charleston, so, you know, a lot of people, to make money, they sell drugs. Okay, from the money, we wanted to go the right way. We wanted to fly straight. So what we did, we started booking artists to bring to Charleston. It's almost
okay.
Like we were booking major artists, bringing them to Charleston, and then, you know, I'm automatically on the ticket. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So
makes
that
sense.
that builds the buzz up, and at the end of the night, you eating because you getting the door money. Some of the clubs give you the bar, a percentage of the bar, whatever, however you want to do it. So
right.
That was our way of doing it the legal way, and it was working. So we booked Drama to come down. He got down, started talking to him, you know. And, you know, like a lot of people think it was a far-fetched idea, you know what I'm saying? But when you got a vision and a little bit of money, you can make it happen, you know. Just started talking
you
to
right
him.
You're right about that. And let me tell you, DJ Drama don't mess with just anybody.
Nah,
no.
And I'm going to tell you about that. I'm going to tell you about that. But he was like, he told me, he was like, we can get it done, but this is what they do. They'll tell you, send a deposit, okay? You send a deposit. After you send a deposit, you have to send your music because he has to review everything. It's him and, like, three other guys. They review all the music. If it's not up to par with what his face value is, he's not doing it. They'll send your money back.
So they
review everything. Yeah, they review everything. And after they review it, then they'll call you and say, all right, Drama, say it's a go. And that was it. That's all it was.
Dang.
Like they review that music. So, like, see, because there's a lot of people out here, like, they writing on CDs with Magic Marker or, you know what I'm saying, like the music, they're not paying to get the music mastered the right way, and it doesn't sound clean. If you take them something like that, they're going to send you your deposit back. They're not going to do it.
They ain't even going to open it up if it has Magic Marker on it in the first place.
Yeah, they're not going to take you serious. You know what I'm saying? And they're not. But he reviews everything. And you know, that period when I was waiting, you know, to get the word back, I was like, man, I don't know if he going to, you know, approve of it or not. But I was like, I'm confident enough in the music that I put together. You know, I put my 110% into this. Either gonna do it or he ain't. And I got the call. He was like, Drama says to go. So went down to the A and we got it done. Like, you know, I can call him on the phone. Just, what's up? You know what I'm saying?
Dang,
real down to earth. Real down to earth dude. We brought
yeah, he's
we
a real
brought
cool
Stevie
dude,
Man.
Yeah, from what I understand.
Yeah,
I met him once, like briefly.
Yeah, he a cool dude. We brought Beanie Man down. We brought Project Pat down. We brought Zero down. We tried to book Chief, but that was a scam. We tried to book Chief Keef, so we put a pause on the money at the bank. But that's all a part of the business side.
Right,
like
you're going to lose some money regardless.
Things,
I mean, if any artist say they have never
things.
Lost money on any situation, they lying.
Right.
You're lying.
Right. You're going to lose.
Point blank,
because
you're
going to
have money towards something.
You're
going to
lose.
If somebody out there is going to tell you something, I mean, I've even had it happen to me once, just only once, but, I mean, you're going to have someone that's going to come at you like, okay, if you do this, you know, they're going to hype you up and soup you up, but then
right.
They're like, okay, small fee. But then, you know, you pay that small fee, and then you don't hear nothing back, and then, you know,
man,
the
so
situation ain't even
never
what you thought
you'll
it
never
was.
Hear from them people. You'll never see
yes,
them again
yes.
in life.
Exactly. And if you do, it's on either some situation where they done bummed out and they hit a brick wall with what they were doing because they're scamming folks. Or, you know, they done taking your money and other people's money and came up. I mean, that's the music game for you, though.
It's a guy on Facebook right now. He's straight setting people up, taking their money, you know what I'm saying? And I got that firsthand from, you know, one of my peers, you know what I'm saying, because they dealt with him on the business level, but nothing came through, you know what I'm
saying?
Don't
say Don Mega.
Nah,
Don
was,
Mega's supposed to be heading up D Block South. Don't say that, please.
Nah. It's DJ Walker Flocka. That's who it is.
Shut up. Shut it up.
Yeah,
say it again, DJ Walker Flocka?
Yeah, they say he was telling people he was with Brick Squad and stuff like that. But Brick Squad said he wasn't a part of them since last year, so you know, he's not on.
DJ Walker Flocka?
Yeah, he's on Facebook.
Oh my God! I got Facebook up. I'm gonna have to look that up. And I'm, you know what? Lord have mercy. I'm gonna look that up right now. I also saw that you actually performed with Prize, and yeah, I just found it. That is too funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've opened up for a lot of people. And you know, right now, like I'll be in Atlanta BET weekend. They're doing a Powerball mansion party. I'll be at the mansion party in Atlanta.
Yeah, and I'll probably be there. So we'll definitely can meet up. That'll be so dope.
Yeah, the end of this month for Labor Day weekend, I'll be in Miami at the Coast to Coast is having a big conference down there. I'll be down there as well.
Okay.
I'm doing a lot of moving right now. Street Masters Magazine. They're based in California, and linked up with this guy named Les Mixon. He's on Facebook as well. They had me in the new magazine. It's shipped out nationally and internationally. I have a 2-page spread in there. They did a CD review on the mixtape. I have those next week. So, you know, I'm just working right now. Just working hard right now. Just trying to stay relevant, because when you do music, there's so many people do music. If you don't stay in people's face, they forget about you quick.
Right. If you don't stay in people's faces and you don't stay true to yourself and
you got to stay consistent. You know what I'm saying? You just got to stay consistent. Stay doing something.
No doubt. And I'm looking here. I mean, not only have you opened up and worked with artists like Plies or performed with them, Dayton Family, GS Boys, Shauna, you know, shout out to DTP. I used to hang out with them back in the day when 2 Chainz was still Titty Boy. So
it's Titty Boy,
It was like 10 years ago. I used to hang out with them a lot. I used to be at the studios on Howard Mill Road. I used to be at DTP Studios all the time. He just used to be wilding out, you know, smoking, drinking. You know how it goes.
Right,
but I'm looking,
right.
I see this won awards, too. Geechee won awards for Best Mixtape and Best Male Artist, Best Song, Best Video, 2011, 2012, 2013.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know what? God is so good, and I don't want to get all spiritual, but I am. I'm just going to, you know, throw a little, because that's who I am. I keep it all the way real.
Right.
You know, God lead me in directions of people for a reason. Only, you know, certain people for a reason, and he lead me away from certain people for a reason. You know, like I said, I have been seeing things, you know, on Facebook. You've been sending me stuff in my inbox, and I'm like, you know what? Because sometimes I don't even check out people's stuff, but then if I see you enough and you stay in my face enough, I'm gonna check you out. And then,
exactly.
You know, you're right, but you made an impact on me by doing exactly what you just said a minute ago, staying in people's faces, because people will forget you, and that's how I know that you keep it, you real. I mean, you say what
you gotta do that, because, and another thing with you, with you being a female, you already know how the inbox is on Facebook and stuff like that. So,
oh my goodness,
nine times
man,
out of ten, when you see a message, you probably be like, you know what I'm saying? So, I just want to let you know.
He's lying. Exactly how
I feel. You know what I'm saying?
What does he want? Like,
yeah, that's
really
not, yeah, that's
really?
Right, right. So I already know how that is.
For a reason, though, you know, you know, I heard the joints and, you know, I said, oh, my goodness. And I was just, I mean, actually before the show, I was just jamming, dancing around my spot here. And I was like, you know, this out here, I mean, you know, ring on it. I was just, I mean, I was jamming to you and this other artist out of New Orleans. He got this song called, you know, I get money or something like that. But I was just jamming in here to that. And I love listening to underground artists and unsigned artists because a lot of times y'all, you know, I say we because I'm an unsigned artist too and I'm underground as well. Because we, you know, we come out, you know, we have the best stuff. It's organic. You know, we're not out here, you know, a lot of time we're not out here trying to be someone else. We're just trying to make
it's
it.
Almost,
you know, we're
it's
trying
almost
to get
like.
Through the door. Yeah,
you know what
you mean? Trying to get through the door. You don't have time to be trying to be like nobody else. You be trying to. You know, do what you can, and you don't have time to think about, you know, like me, I don't listen to a whole lot of music all the time. But when I do,
right.
I don't listen to a whole lot of stuff that's out now. I go back and dig into my crates. And when I say my crates, I mean I go to YouTube, you know, old CDs that I have, and just, you know, I wild out, you know, just rock out, and that's what I do.
You can kind of compare it to, like, you know, you got college basketball and you got pro basketball. The college kids play harder than the pros, and they don't get
that's
paid.
Right.
It's almost how the music thing is. Like, you have, when you're an independent artist, you get exposure. Some shows you're going to do for free, you know. Some shows people going to pay you to come to because they know what you got going on, you know what I'm saying? But either way, long as you're getting promoted, it's cool. You got to spend money to make money.
That's right. That's why you got to invest in yourself. No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, we have some callers waiting on the line, but y'all, we about to get into a couple of Palmetto Fresh's joint. And let me tell you, I've already listened to them, and I'm going to continue to listen to them, and that's just what it is. Y'all, I'm about to get into this Ring on It. That's Palmetto Fresh, boy. It's a really hot joint. And then after that, I'm going to get into Out Cheer. Y'all just hold tight. I see y'all. I see y'all callers. I ain't forgot you. And y'all, it's Lawless and it's Emphatic. We about to get into this music. All right?
In the movies, dug her company, even had a lot in common. Always seemed like that when you first started. Late nights full of great sex, did it and we did it till we didn't have nothing left. Emotion growing out, let me dig her no rubber. Whole time loving me on the low, that's undercover. She stayed faithful, I took her for granted. Thinking to myself, she's just another hammer. Plus on holidays, I only received gifts. I wasn't buying nothing, I was on some player shit. Long story short, got the pizza, made it far. Now I'm looking for an exit, closed curtains real close. Broke a heart, good girl turned out. Hard to reverse the process when you do them like that. I wanna put a ring on a finger. I wanna put a ring on a finger. But my love is so dangerous. Cause somebody say that it's bad. I wanna put a ring on a finger. I wanna put a ring on a finger. My love is so dangerous. Thinking to myself, I done been hurt too. No commitment and my heart is like an igloo. And the sex we have after we fight, soft moans and wet kisses under moonlight. Wondering if I could ever do it right. She assumed the worst when I don't call at night. I'm on the grind and I'm trying. Importantly, I just need a woman with a strong mind.
dates eating shell shrimp. Lady in the tramp, noodles on identity. Shaped like the number 8 with your heels on. Sometimes make me forget what we beat them for. Sucking her teeth when she disagree. I hang up on her, she hang up on me. Two wrongs ain't right, we running in place. The love word is dangerous, all I wanna say.
When them street lights come on, we outside. If you green or square, be headed to the house. Cause the midnight creepers wear dark clothes. Black shades on, their eyes low from whipping. Blue ball up and down the street, wasting gas. They ain't solving no crime, they just like to harass. Kiss my ass, Mr. Copper, that's my attitude. It's 10:30, I've been swerving ever since noon. Bottle half full, passing like a blunt. Triple stack, he raised a pin. Got me been doing this shit ever since I was young. Been a hog in the game, ain't never bit my tongue. The neighbors show us love cause we show respect. Regardless of the dirt we doing, they don't say shit. Gonna be a long night, better be warned. Cause if the block too calm, it's about to pop on. Out ya, where the fuck you new that? Fresh be out in public, new giving me that. Why they Facebook thuggin', stop that bull, been talking loud, saying nothing. Ouch, we do it for the block, spot that made us hot, serving the white. Ouch, paper chasing, getting money, hustle is 100, surrounded by head bosses. Ouch, might dap a nigga up, throw back a head, they might roll something up.
All right.
Serve a junkie, or a pothead, he white buying the barrel. Codeine and morphine. Whip on fire, they can't extinguish the hustle. Whenever the beef cook, we bringing out all the muscle. Sunday to Sunday, same, different taste.
Right.
Risk going to jail, but enjoying the daily taste. Club nights, we wild out. Five cars, we ride out. Fight start in the club, 20 new. Stomp your ass out. Chucktown living, I'm blessed, free as a pigeon. Tunnel vision on paper, poster boy of the city. Brad told me chill out, fresh, just rocket on deck, six shots and slide on. This for my nukes, money over the boots. Free goon, free turk, free Jeezy out of prison. Oucha, where the fuck you nukes at? Fresh B out in public, nukes giving me that. Oucha, why they Facebook thugging? Stop that bull, been talking loud, saying nothing. Oucha, we do it for the block, spot that made us hot, serving the white.
Yes, y'all heard that.
That was Palmetto Fresh with a ring on it, a little something for the ladies. Also, Outcheck. I like that. Told y'all, that was hot. That was hot. Most definitely. So, you got any more, you know, joints that you do for the ladies, or you just strictly, you know, definitely do street stuff or, you know, street music, or do you just, like, mix it up?
It's mixed up. It's a plethora of music on the CD, you know what I'm saying? You got your party music, you got your street stuff. I mean, it's life music.
It's like
emotion in you when you listen to it. One song gonna get you. Like when people listen to it, they be like, "I like the CD, but that number so and so." You know, I had that on repeat. Like everybody got their own song on there. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, because when I heard Ouchie, I was like, "Oh, okay,
I gotta get you the raw stuff."
Yes,
right?
You do. I actually like the uncut version of anything better. You know, seeing I'm still prime time. You know, little kitties up. You know, listening to my show.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
All
right. So yeah, no doubt. I got to get you back on the show. I mean, you know, I know you got some stuff coming up. You know, so tell us about what's, because we got some callers here. So tell us what you got coming up and what the future holds for Palmetto Fresh, South Carolina's own.
Right now, we waiting on these distributors to get back with us. You know what I'm saying? They probably going to pick up the CD, cut a check for that, you know. We waiting on them. You know what I'm saying? They love the proposal and the packaging and everything, you know, so we just waiting to hear back from them. In the meantime, I'm gonna do a single release party in Charlotte at Club Caviar. I'm gonna have DJ Drama come down. You know, he'll be spinning at my release party, you know what I'm saying? And I'll be giving out free gangster grills all night at the party.
That's what better get an invite, man. So I want a personal invite.
You VIP on me, I got you. We
no doubt.
We got a yacht party we going to in Miami. Carly Red is hosting it actually from Love and Hip Hop. She's hosting the yacht party down there. So I mean right now that's what it is, and then I'll be in Atlanta, you know, 2 weeks after I get back from Miami for the Powerball matching party. So we working. I'll be down there I'll be in the city cutting the rug, you know.
And I'll be cutting the rug with you. That's what's up. Well, Palmetto, I really appreciate you coming through. I mean, showing the emphatic show and Lawless Radio love, man. I'm surprised the CEO didn't call in, because usually when I have a guest, especially a rapper boy, he gets hyped up and he calls in and you know, but I'm telling you, if he loves you, he'll remember a line of your song and start rapping, and he'll have it played again, boy. I mean, we get live up in here. But before you go, now, I want you to stick around, you know, to the entirety of the show, because we got 15 more minutes. We're going to go over. That's all right. It's all good. But you've got to play the emphatic game. Any host come on the emphatic show, you got to play. And the rules simply are that you get no lifelines, and you can't skip a question. You have to answer the question. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. That's what's question number one. Do you prefer fish or beef?
What'd you say?
Do you prefer fish or beef?
Fish or beef?
Mm-hmm. That's the question.
Fish.
Fish, okay. Porsche Panamera, Lambo, or Audi?
Like that Panamera. You got to let me get that Audi.
Woo, my favorite car. Okay, all right. All right. Yogurt or ice cream?
Ice cream.
All right. As from a business standpoint, Diddy or Jay-Z?
Diddy.
All right. Magnums or Trojans?
Give me the mag.
Give you the mags. And last but not least,
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, last but not least, Jocelyn Hernandez, K. Michelle, or M. the Queen?
Let me get M. the Queen.
Ding, 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 ding. You win another visit back to the Emphatic Show.
Oh, no.
Well, I really appreciate you being a really good sport. I mean, everybody, you know, they got to play this game. They don't know that beforehand, but, you know, I got to put something in there to spice everything up and shake things up. That's what I do. But I really appreciate you playing the game. I appreciate you coming through and blessing us with your music and, you know, enlightening us on what's going on in your career. And, you know, And God bless you. God bless your career. And, you know, I know we're going to hear more and more from you and big things to come. And, you know, I'm going to be definitely on the lookout. I hope to, you know, meet you soon. And we're going to party together. And we definitely going to have a ball. And we're going to keep it all the way gangster. We're going to keep it lawless. We're going to keep it emphatic.
You already know.
Fresh up that.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I got some callers. Stick around. And I want you to, you know, just check out the rest of the show and see how I do, you know, for the entirety of the show. And I got a couple of callers that's been waiting for a very long time. I got a 607 on the line. Who do I have on the line, 607? 607, you've been holding all this time and don't want to say nothing? Speak now, forever hold your peace. All right, 607 gone. All right, we got a 919 on the line. Who we got on the line? Only 919 caller.
You already know. It's Ty. What's going on?
What's up, baby?
Trying to be like you, girl.
What's
you up
with
them boy shorts, though? What's up with them boy shorts?
I was going to put your words out of my mouth. I was about to call you Mr. Boy Shorts. That's my nickname for you from now on, Mr. Boy Shorts.
I'll take that. I will take that. Girl, you about to be a screensaver while you're playing. You better stop.
And you'll take the answer, Boy Shorts.
You already
ain't
know.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, Ty, I got to tell you, I mean, at this point, we consider you Lawless family. I mean, you're emphatic family. I mean, you call in every week, and I got to tell you how appreciative and how grateful I am that someone back home, you know, from where I grew up, you know, calling in and showing their love and support every week. And, you know, it doesn't help the fact that you're cute, too, so I had to throw that in there.
Girl, stop. You're going to make me blush now. I'm too red for this. Stop.
You're one of them Patterson boys from Franco, from Lewisburg. Not Lewisburg, but Lewisburg.
I'm just saying. It's just the way
things go. No doubt. Well, Big Ty, you know our topic tonight. You know, we got a few minutes, but I want you definitely to weigh in and give me your take on the topic, which is, I'll repeat that, what music artist gone too soon do you think had more to contribute to the music world had he or she not been taken so soon?
All right, I'm going to be real direct about this. Of course everybody says Pop. I'm a real big fan of his because he was one of those ones that just talked about life the way that it is. And I said before in another show, I'm one of those ones, I want to hear about life the way that it is, not the way that you want it to be. Give me what's wrong.
Right.
So, of course, everybody's going to say Pop. Of course, I told you before, I'm an R&B fan, so I'm going to agree with everybody that said Aaliyah. One person that I don't think anybody's really going to think about right now, Gerald Levert.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even think about Gerald Levert.
You know what?
Shame
it,
on
it's crazy.
Gerald Levert and Levert.
You know what? The only reason why I say that, like I said, I'm one of those lover boy type cats. And I felt like had he stuck around a little bit longer, you know, his music just... I don't know. It kind of taught me how to love a little bit. You know, I'm influenced by music. That's why I don't listen to a lot of rap, you know, because I'm not a bang, bang, shoot 'em up type dude. But he kind of influenced the way that I say and do things, you know, especially the song, Made to Love You.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think, you know, had God blessed us with his presence a little bit longer, I know my life would be a little bit different, you know. But one more artist that I guarantee you nobody's thought about, like, reading this topic, Sean McGee.
That never crossed my mind, honestly.
Think about it. That one track, My Story, It had so much pain in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, to listen to my story once, you just hear the pain, and it's like you feel it, because it's like, it's just so much hurt coming through those lyrics. It's not like, he's imagining things. He's just pretty much telling you the way life is, and he just made it sound so good. It's like, to the point where you actually, it brought a tear to my eye. I'm not going to lie to you. You know what I'm saying? But
wow,
that's the one person that everybody's forgotten. And I just feel like, had he been around a lot longer, a lot more of his story would have came out. And, you know, I ain't going to necessarily say it would have something to contribute, but it would be something to listen to. It would be something you really have to sit down and dissect and listen to what the man is saying. Because, I mean,
right,
I'll listen to my story probably like 5-10 times in a day. I'm not going to lie to you. Just because it's amazing how one man can sit there and pretty much make you feel everything he felt through a song.
That is crazy.
You can sit down and have a conversation with me all day long and tell me what you've been through, and I'm going to feel for you. It's the difference between feeling for you and feeling me. You feel what I'm saying? Like, to actually feel what that man went through just through a song, and you never got a chance to hear anything else. Like, it just made me think, what was the rest of his story? So I say,
wow,
Sean McGee.
That's what's up. I really appreciate that. I mean, you know, it's the emphatic show. So, you know, whoever you say, that's fine. You know, I mean, I just want you to be honest, you know, be real. That's what this show is all about. I don't know about anybody else's show, but that's what I'm all about. No holds barred, you know. Only thing we can't do is curse. You know, we can't say a whole lot of curse words. But, no, I appreciate everybody's opinions. When you call into this show, your opinion matters. What you say matters. Even if you don't call into this show, you're just listening. What you say and your opinions matter to me. So, I mean, no doubt. I really appreciate that input. It never crossed my mind. And Gerald Levert, my goodness, as much music I listen to from him, still do. You know, I still listen to Levert old stuff, you know. And you're right. Gerald Levert still had some more oomph in him. I mean, he never stopped doing music. You know, like his last CD, you know, the song we had with Tina Marie, the duet. I loved it. I mean, he never stopped pumping out music because he truly loved it. And I greatly appreciate it. I'm glad you know, putting that thought in my head, because I'm going to listen to me some Gerald Levert tonight. So, yeah,
so
that's
what would
what's
you
up.
Do without me, girl? What would you do without me? Come on now.
I don't know. I don't know what I would do without you. I'd probably just sit around in boy shorts all day.
You know what? If you did that without me, I'm hurt. You know what I'm saying? I got to witness that firsthand, but that's a topic for later on. You know, that's a me and you type conversation. So I'm going to leave that alone, you know. We're going to leave that alone.
No, there's some more boy short pictures on the way. I've invested in some.
Can I get a first?
Ones, some,
can I
you know,
get a first? Can I please have a first?
You know, I got to keep it coming. I got to keep it, you know, as Diddy said over 10 years ago, I got to keep it fresh and sexy. That's what I do.
Lord,
you're going to be the devil.
That's what's up, big time. Well, we about to end this show. We coming to the conclusion and the end of the benediction of the emphatic show this Wednesday. Ty, you got some shout outs?
Like I said every time, shout out to everybody that's not letting go, not losing sight of their dream. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's on the come up. And shout out to you, you know what I'm saying, for doing your part.
Aww.
To make sure that, you know, the people that's on the come up, make sure they're heard, you know, and
exactly.
For holding Franklin County down. So, I mean, shout out to the queen, of course.
No doubt. I really appreciate the love, no doubt. Yo, Palmetto Fresh still on the line. You got some shout outs.
I wanna shout out my team that work behind the scenes to get all this stuff done. Lonnie Davis, Buddha Sith, / Voice of the Ghetto, Les Mixon. I just want to shout out everybody who helped us, Fresh ENT, Dodge City, and your run. You know, that's my only shout out.
That's what's up, no doubt. And, again, I want to thank you for coming through. I mean, you know, please don't be a stranger because, I mean, you definitely, you know, I love everything that you said. You know, I mean, you're one of those artists, you make a lot of sense, and you kept it all the way real. I mean,
You know, I just get that sense from you that you say what you do and do what you say. And, you know, like a lot of people come out of North Carolina and come out of the Carolinas front and always. They go to another state, they're a different person, you know. Whereas, you know, you kept it real. And, you know, I just love your spirit. I love your energy. And I don't get that a whole lot with artists, whether they're unsigned or, you know, sign artists as household names. But, you know, I get the feeling you're going to be a household name, you know. You know, just keep doing what you're doing. And just, you know, keep, you know, God first, and I know you do. I feel that spirit in you, and just, you know, I know that, you know, we're going to probably see each other more often. We're going to run into each other in the streets, you know, meaning award, you know, shows. We're going to be at the BET Awards. We're going to be at the Grammys. Right. We're going to be at all those things. And, you know, I know I'm going to be there, and I hope to see you there, no doubt. No doubt. Well, I appreciate it. And, y'all, I got some shout-outs I got to do because we have come to the end of another Emphatic Wednesday. Yes, with your one and only host, me and the queen, because she is I and I am her. First, I got to let you know that next coming up is BMO Slim. He's another host with Lawless Radio. If you want to experience BMO Slim, you want to tune in at 11 o'clock. BMO Slim Experience is coming up next, 11 o'clock, y'all. And also, I want to shout out a good friend of mine, Carol Carter. Ladies, if you love earrings, and guys, if you got girls that really love earrings and some nice earwear and bracelets, Carol Carter is that chick to go to, man. She got some hot-ass stuff, man, and it's all handcrafted, handmade. So definitely check her out on her Facebook page, / Ear Dazzled. That's EARDAZZLED, eardazzled.com. Again, I want to welcome the new addition to our family, Ms. Lee, Brielle Lee Rosenborough. You know, she was born while I was on the phone with my auntie, which is her grandmother now. And it's, I just think that's amazing. So precious, so precious. And also, you all need to check out the new edition of Lawless Entertainment Magazine. All this issue is out now. If you haven't read it and if you haven't checked it out, you definitely need to go to www.llmag.com, which stands for Lawless Entertainment Magazine. Yes, and check out my issue or my column called Queen, the Queen's View. I do two columns in the magazine every month, so that's something I'm proud of. It's just another avenue, you know, that of my entertainment and my brand. Also, you all, send me your edited music. If you want to get played, if you ain't getting played, you're getting played. So, I mean, or you're playing yourself. I should put it that way. You're playing yourself. So you need to go ahead, unsigned artists and you know, underground artists. If you want to be underground, that's cool. You know, we still the place to come to. You send your music to music@lawlessradio.com. Make sure it's edited, y'all. I want to keep repeating myself. I mean, and then I've had artists tell me and ask me, well, what do you mean edited? What is edited music? What do you mean what is edited music? If you're an artist, you should know what edited music is, meaning edit it for the radio, get your timing to radio standards, and also take out words that shouldn't be on prime time. So that's what you do. So like I said, send your edited music to lawlessradio.com. And y'all, at the end of the day, I'm an artist as well. I'm M, the queen of Afro Pop, in addition to being the queen of Lawless Radio and Emphatic Show. So if you want to check out my music, go to my Reverb page / M-E, queen of Afro Pop, which is E-M-E-E. That's my Reverb page. I'm so sorry. That's M-E. Also, my SoundCloud page, which is / M-Q-O-A-P, y'all know it stands for Queen of Afro Pop. Also, if you want to become my fan or supporter, I hate the word fan, but supporter of my Emphatic, go click like on my Facebook fan page, which is / M-E Queen of Afro Pop in all caps. Yes, I shout everything out. If you want to tweet me at Queen of Afro Pop in all caps. And also, if you want to check out some of my boy short pictures, my sexy body, my nice cheekbones, my beautiful face, I'm kidding, y'all. I'm really not kidding, but hey, you know, it is what it is. IG me, Instagram me, for you squares that don't know, IG is Instagram, one and the same, at @M_QueenOfAfroPop. Y'all, once again, we have come to the end, the conclusion of another chapter of M's world and M's life, Emphatic Show, Lawless Entertainment, LawlessRadio.com. Man, next week we got another guest, a rapper extraordinaire. I mean, this dude sounds, I mean, he brings, you know, the old school back and that old school flavor back to the rap game. And let me tell you, he's hot. I've heard his stuff. And, you know, we've been kind of going back and forth for the last year or so. And finally, I'm getting shameless plug on my show. Hailing from, I believe it's Brooklyn. If I got the borough wrong, he'll correct me, and I apologize in advance. But he is hailing from New York City. Shameless plug, that's next week, y'all, on Emphatic Show, LawlessRadio.com. Well, y'all, I'm about to say goodbye or good night. I'm about to get out of here, and hope to hear y'all next week, and I hope you'll be tuning in next week. Make sure you tune in to the Emphatic Show on LawlessRadio.com. And also, you know, the number to call in, 646-478-5209. Y'all, it's Lawless, it's Emphatic, and I'm about to take y'all out of here with some Seneca the Misfit, my homie from the DMV area, from Maryland, from Baltimore, BMO Stand Up. Take them back, y'all. It's Lawless, baby, Emphatic.
The mantra. Seneca. I be the illest prophet with logic. Y'all know that God is with me. When I am vibing, you others jobbing is non-existent. Spit the passion over classes when crapping half of the map. A shift from this vocabulary. I'm not your average kid. I'm from the block with them 90s puffing that greenery. Bullets busting all through your body, changing your scenery. Too smooth like flossing with thick jewels. Been ruled ever since Ice Cube was running with Eazy-E. I killed the non-believers in them coliseums. Let they mama see them in the mausoleum. I'm a leisure. The fly crew, live and I provide you the rhyme too. Party banging, I'ma slide through like a visa. Diva, how I explain it. Home of the ravens, embracing the flame of dead on the pavement is how I leave ya. Good, bring it, the essence from dope slinging. I rep it with those bangers, no question, I come to see ya. No disrespect, but we tired of you saying stopping me, I don't think so. Take a back light. Take a back light. Rolled up lyrics, I'm exercising the realest of death defying. Flooding my neck with diamonds to bless like I step with Gandhi. Some others recognize me, my records is jeopardizing. Impressed with the message rhyming, your posse's a bunch of zombies. I got the hood behind me, my homies is quick. Snatch you, to visit and blitz you, leave you twisted like a triple axle. Got the emphasis, you have witnessed the infamous. Spitting lava to fire you, it's hotter, change up your temperature. Y'all know Seneca's deeper than Machiavelli. Adversary, smoke 'em like Buddha and zigzag the Phillies. Sack a half a milli whenever I pack a building. Fading them haters that's frontin', they know they had to feel me and hear me to capture like directors with the actors filming. They happen, it's all yapping, I just grab them and smack them silly. Rather be humble driven than be on the road to riches, selling out just to get paper. Take them back like take them back like to all my crazy niggas that smoke off the ways of liquor. Then ripping the razor pistol, I'm flipping the way I give you the streets and it stays official. My people, they play position, wait for the signal that I give them. Let the razor split ya. We not suburbians, we coming out of murderland. Swerving to burn a man, he deserved to cut off his other hand. Homies is hustling, shuffling to the customers. Cops rushing these brothers and snitches, is trying to turn them in. Some type of cat, you find them bleeding, aiming gats like they quarterbacks. Have them catching borders like they ride receivers. Take them back like Jerusalem, times of Jesus. For the bottle popping, body rocking dimes of divas. Like the kingpin with pride, got supply the region. On these streets, never sleep, that's a sign of weakness. People heard me say I'm lacing the track. It's all factual, something natural. Take them back like Jimmy Slight, Dark Vader.